So we just finished up season one of Winning Time, which is fucking
Oh, great, man. I need to watch that.
It's so good.
Was Echo good?
I like it. Oh, Echo? I was talking about Winning Time.
Oh.
Winning Time is great.
Not a Marvel thing, but
I've never even heard of this. And everybody's
it's about the Lakers when Magic Johnson is a rookie.
It starts with him getting drafted. Like John C. Reilly plays the kind of sleazebag who buys the Lakers in '79.
Okay, well, I'm interested just for John C. Reilly.
The cast is
Sally Fields plays his mom.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actor's name, but the guy who plays Magic, the guy who plays Kareem is fucking awesome. Like
he's good.
He kills it as Kareem.
Who's the guy that plays? Coach Westlake, but Pat Riley.
Oh, Pat Riley is Adrian Brody.
Yeah, Adrian Brody.
Oh no shit!
Like it's a really good cast.
The Westhead is what's the name from Jason How I Met Your Mother? Jason Segel. Yeah.
Guy who plays Larry Bird's good too.
Oh
in
yeah.
In terms of being a giant asshole,
so great. Yeah. That's one of our. I'm like I forgot that people didn't necessarily know that, but the scene where they show Paula Abdul. Because Joy watched, she's like, wait, what, like Paula Abdul, like the singer? I'm like, this is absolutely how she got her start.
Yep, like, and a girl. They're not afraid to do like fourth wall out of like cool shit.
Oh, he talks to the camera all the time.
Yeah.
I love the one where he's like, if you want to make friends and influence people, read the book. No. If you want to get out of a bank loan, get them laid.
What's this on?
It's HBO. HBO.
Yeah.
It's only three seasons. But two. Is it two?
Two out so far. Is there not going to be a third one?
So not to spoil. I don't know if I want to. I guess this isn't really a spoiler. To everyone's surprise, they wrap it up at the end of the second, and it's very abrupt. It's very evident that they said, "Oh, we're not doing any more of these at the last minute," because I got to that last episode. I'm like, I can't wait for the third season, and then they're like, "And here's what happened with the rest of the Lakers," and I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
That was kind of like a sort of different genre, but Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Did anybody watch that?
No.
Started it, but it was like, it was too young adult.
It was, you're right, but it was, to me, like, the best story that a witch ever got, and it was really, like, dark.
It looked like that Riverdale.
Yeah, yeah. Same creators, but it was really cool first few, same universe and same people who did Riverdale did Sabrina, but it was really cool the first few seasons, and then they got canceled halfway through the last one. They're like, well, and then it was like, oh, well, that fucking sucked.
I mean, it was no Alf, but
did Alf just abruptly stop?
It was so abrupt that, like, literally, like, the last scene is the men taking Alf away, and like,
well, they end the show on a cliffhanger. So the last episode is Alfie is captured by the Air Force.
No!
Yep. Now they do a spin, they do a TV movie. Yeah,
later on, but that was years later.
But not a single original cast member comes back to do it. So Alf has one of the most heartbreaking endings of any TV show ever. That and David the Gnome.
No, the most heartbreaking ending to a TV show was fucking dinosaurs.
That immediately came to mind,
That's a fucking rough grim one.
That holy was shit dark.
What's going to happen?
Close your eyes,
us
kids.
Why don't you just go to sleep? It's like,
just awful.
Welcome back, Vault Dwellers. If you remember, we had a little combat, but everything went pretty swimmingly, I think, right? You guys are fine.
It's sure pretty gay.
Everybody's sure okay?
Nobody, pretty you know, gay. 40,
nobody's injured.
42 hit points seems like plenty.
Yeah, no, you guys are fine. The good news is you're able to take a little while and heal yourselves up, chill out in this main room of the temple here just fine. Now, this temple is built just like the other one. You came across the tunnel from the Temple of Rostus into the Temple of Dromira. And it's pretty much a square room, square-ish, I guess you could say. There's four doors in the middle of each wall. You came through one, which leaves three doors that you guys have not opened up. One to your left, one to your right, and one kind of straightforward. As you're healing yourselves up, as you're continual recovering yourselves back to where you want to be, you begin to hear things behind the doors. You know, at one point you'll hear somebody banging on one of the doors, you know, it's like bang, 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 bang. And then you hear somebody scratching, so like clawing at something from the behind one of the doors. Maybe at times you hear like a howl or a moan, like a, you know, almost a cartoon ghost, you know, kind of thing from one of the other doors. And as time goes on, you're hearing all of these different noises coming from different places. And so it's hard to tell. It's not like one door is always just somebody banging on it. It's different noises. You know, sometimes maybe you actually do hear some howling or snarling behind one, or a low growl.
Is this a temple or a zoo?
I wonder if this is some sort of effect of the mind. You know, they're trying to demoralize us, so to speak, with all the terrors that we might face if we press on.
This place is filled with evil spirits. We know that already.
It seems like quite a variety, though.
Almost like a zoo filled with evil spirits.
Who said that? They took my line.
That's a dead lion over there.
I can't imagine anyone would be crazy enough, for example, to try to imprison a bunch of evil spirits turn them into some sort of attraction for people to
enjoy. That sounds like the dumbest thing I could imagine.
Oh, my gosh. And if they put them all in an enclosed space, can you...
That's just asking for dead children.
Surely no one would ever think of something so vile and...
It's like if you took a bunch of dinosaurs and put them in a park.
You could charge money, though. The super rich would pay a lot to be able to see them.
Spare no expense.
Mm, yes.
Mm. It would be fun to see the ultra wealthy run for their lives. what were we talking about?
Don't go into the high glass.
So you got door number one, door number two, or door number three?
Well, which one scratched or yelled or screamed last?
Let's just roll randomly here. The one scratched last is door number one.
Now hear me out. If they're that anxious to get out,
let's let them in.
Maybe we let them into our room.
Yeah, yes. Let's get the children around for...
No, not that one. Oh. Well, shit.
Yes, let's go do it.
I was thinking we'd just, you know, we'd gather around the door, and the first thing through, we just...
Sort of a... put them through a gauntlet, so to speak, something. Of our blades swords and such.
It would be nice to turn the terrain to our advantage.
Strategery. Tactics.
It does go along... We are very strategic, I mean... We always have good plans, yes.
We could be better.
It is possible. I don't want to discount this, that perhaps we could negotiate with them. I'm happy to start a conversation before the actual blows come raining down, so to speak. Eh?
I'm counting on your negotiation.
Well, let's try it out. And like Turk walks up to that door and like bangs on it. It's like, if you're interested in talking, knock three times. I think that's a no. I didn't specify two as a no, but it was not a yes.
There could be one more coming. Let's give it a moment.
We tried.
Maybe that considered the position. I mean, going into it. It was a Scooby-Doo.
Ghost! Oh, I can't Scoob!
There's going to be a scratch-shaped hole in the door on the way out running. All right, shall we take up positions then? Let's open the door and see what happens.
Door number one?
Number one.
No, I think we should leave one square open in front of the door.
I will be on one side of the door, and perhaps someone else on the other side. There we go.
No.
Which side's the doorknob on?
Okay. I mean, I don't like it.
Have you checked it for traps, by the way?
I did. I was just about to say something.
Here's why. I still don't like it. See, here's why. They can run right by, nothing will happen, and then they will eat my face. I really need that one square block. Yes, excellent.
Probably will eat your face first.
Gotta save the money maker.
Yes. Go ahead.
You have money.
Is it really worth anything right now?
I don't know.
Not any significant amount.
Do you want to say a prayer?
No, I'm going to save that. Here's my plan. When he's dying and we're out of healing, I shall summon this TARDIS with a very persuasive prayer and argument to rescue his child. And then he will get up and heal us.
Neat.
Oh, about
Not a terrible use, frankly.
Pretty sure that's how religion works. Anyway, open that bad boy up.
I'll check for traps first, if you wish.
Can I roll perception?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Let's see here. 27.
Yep. Is
27.
Is plenty. You do not see any traps.
Rattling's drunk again.
Well, I was going to say a different number, but then I was like, that's not right.
It does, however, appear to be locked.
Call the locksmith.
Hello, locksmith.
It's me.
Did you get that?
All right.
How'd you get in here? I'm a locksmith, and I'm a locksmith.
Is it me?
So, thievery?
That's such a good song.
Yes.
Okay.
You got this.
We all have faith in you.
20.
Click. It unlocks.
It's okay. I was like, is this like three or something? I'm like, do I need to wait for three clicks?
It didn't seem to be a very complicated lock.
Before you turn the handle and open it, though, I could go ahead and give everyone temp HP for a minute if we're posting up and have the time.
Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wait. Were we not supposed to erase it?
Erase what?
Nothing.
John, 8 temp HP.
Yes.
Are you hurt?
Yes.
What? What am I getting?
We healed up.
Yeah, we're healed up.
Oh, okay.
Also, take 5 temp HP, Brad.
Sweet. That'll offset my drain.
10.
Okay. Oh, I guess I'll put that on the side of it.
How long does guidance last?
A minute.
Okay, so bam, bam, bam. All three of you.
Sweet.
All right, you guys have temp HP, and you are guidanced.
18 seconds.
Oh, until the start of your next turn, so actually.
Oh, never mind.
Not quite what I said.
Okay.
So you didn't give them temp HP?
Wrong. No, guidance.
Oh,
only
guidance.
Lasts until the start of his turn.
Oh, so you didn't guidance.
I know
guidance.
How my spells work.
Okay.
So super guidance.
Actually, guidance is one of my spells, too. So.
All right, so Scratch, you're going to push the door open?
Grab the knob.
Going to give it a little shove, and the door kind of slides open. And do you peek around the corner?
Yes!
You peek around the corner just in time to see a gust of freezing wind come your way. I need everybody to make a reflex save.
Oh!
That's not great.
Nat 20.
That's a good time for that.
Yeah.
That's a really good time.
20.
Okay, here, take
20. Oh, I got a chip coming my way from Turk.
Okay, that's better. Three times better. I think we're going to let that ride. 24?
Okay, we're going to do Garrick last. Okay, what'd you get?
27.
All right, so you got a 20. That is a failure. So you take 20.
What about cold? Oh, I have resistance, yes. Cold 3.
Well, you take 20 cold damage.
Okay.
So if you have resist 3, you only take 17.
Okay.
And then you take 17 bludgeoning damage as the, or sorry, 17 slashing damage. I said that wrong. As the little bits of ice and everything in it kind of cut you as they pass by.
Aren't you glad? As this temp HP.
Arctic blast.
We always get fucked on shit like this, man.
You got a, did you say 24?
24.
That is also a failure, so you take 20 cold and 17 slashing damage.
I take 24 total.
Okay. 20, 17.
You take 20 and 17.
37.
And you resist 3 of that, so you take 17 and 17. Unless you have something else.
Nope.
Oh, 34.
Yep.
So Thorgrim, you had a 27, you said?
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm. That is a success.
Aha.
So you take half those numbers.
Ah, excellent. So it was 20 and 20, eh?
20 and 17 were the two numbers, so you take 10 and 8.
Got it.
And Garrick, here's what I need you to do for me, because you are standing like right dead in front of this door. Like, you should have gotten the most of this as the force came out. It should have gotten you almost like right in the torso, right in the chest. And somehow it doesn't, because you crit saved.
Yeah.
So you take no damage.
So I'm standing in the doorway as it opens directly in front of Turk, so that whatever horrible monster is on the other side doesn't just run in and eat him. And as the wind kicks up and that cutting, biting cold washes over, my feet begin to slide backwards. As I set my feet against the wind, embrace myself, flashing back to brutal, hard, cold nights prowling out in the wilderness. And I stand in front of Turk to shield him from the slashing, freezing cold.
And then do you step out of the way, which is why he took damage?
I was going to say,
You didn't take crit fail damage. That was the hero point.
I'm the hero. Stepping in the way.
I'm the hero, all right? That's the point.
He's sliding on the ice with this fucking giant orc and heavy armor slams into me. It's cold. And I'm close to dying.
So, Garrick and probably Turk, you guys see a creature right after that as it clears. And then you see them move to the side.
Is that a frozen Christ? Like from the back over here. It's like,
I think it's a white. It's a deadlock white is the mini, but that's not the creature. So the two of you who got a good look, if you wanted to make a check on your turn from having seen it, I would say that's enough. But that's up to you. And Thorgrim, you get to go first.
Well, not so much for the plan of it entering the room. I feel that the best course of action for me would be to be very angry and frustrated by this situation. And so, I believe I shall... I shall rage and then step into the room in the direction that the creature came from. Do I see just one now that I'm in the room?
You see one creature.
I close upon it. And I'm going to go ahead and you counted how many?
What's your movement? That's 5.
My movement is normally 25, but I can do
that's
two.
25 there.
Okay, so we're going to do the 2 action where I can move twice and then attack. Would you put me behind it?
Say like there?
Sure. Or? Yeah, that's fine, I think. Yes. And then frozen.
Hey, Thorgrim, as you get close to it, I am going to need you to make me a will save.
Will save, yes. It's a nat 20. 31 total.
You feel a bit of despair begin to creep into your thoughts. But fortunately, with your rage and your refined and disciplined thinking, you're able to force it away.
So many frustrations. Makes me so angry.
Sorry, I did forget one other small little thing. You do become frightened one.
It's only a nat 20.
You do, and that actually happens before the will save. Anybody within 30 feet is frightened one.
Okay.
And you are not able to reduce this frightened one away until you get either it's dead or you move more than 30 feet away.
Understood.
Don't care for that.
How about a 29? Would have been a 30, but, how it goes with being frightened and all.
Okay. Oh, shit. Sorry. I should have put that up. Oh,
sorry.
Is that right?
That is correct.
26 is the...
I like 20 better.
I think 26 seems fine. I mean, we started the round. I think it's only fair. All right. Well, that's a suck-ass roll. Fuck you. Doing some math here. It's hard. I'm not doing Dread Marshall yet. So, okay. So we're at... I can't add all of a sudden today. 17 points damage. And that's me. That's 3 actions. I can just see Scratch peeking around the corner looking at where I went. And my eyes focus on you. And for some reason, just random thing, because you know his face, man, takes out his tongue and just kind of licks his lips. Set you up.
Is there any torches anywhere?
There's none laying around if you brought some with you.
No. All right, I was just curious. So I guess I'm going to round the corner and go straight into flank. And I guess, can I do 2 actions and like with that same like description, like I'm going to move and then do something to go into flank? Or what word am I trying to say?
Do you want to try to
faint?
Faint?
Yeah, faint.
What's your movement?
I have 30.
Okay, then you can get there in 1 action.
Yeah.
And then you can spend an action to faint.
Okay, cool. Let's see here. Let's see here. Where am I at here? 27.
27 is not enough.
Fart! Well, then I guess my 3rd action is going to just be my first attack. I don't know.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta go for...
You got it flanked, so... Oh, excuse me, it is off guard. It is flanked, but it has made it.
Flank gives it off guard, yep.
Okay.
It's plus two to whatever you...
28 is what it is added. Do I add anything to that?
Not that I'm aware of.
What were you saying, though?
Versus a off-guard
okay,
PC.
Okay, so that's a hit.
That's a hit.
Okay,
now,
sorry.
Now, he is frightened?
Me? Yes.
Yeah, you are frightened, and you do need to make me a will save.
Ah, fart.
Oof. Ooh.
19.
Final answer?
I don't like that, because now I want to throw a chip at you.
How bad could it be?
That's how he gets you. Just let it ride.
Well, that's how you get me, so no. I hate you both.
Oh, you're going for the chip. Okay.
No matter what, you get caught.
Now, that was even fucking worse. I failed it. Go ahead.
Hey, do me a favor and roll a d4.
Let's see here. Oh, well, that doesn't count.
All right, so you guys watch Scratch run up on the thing and,
and die.
You see this fear come across his face as he looks up, frightened, scared. And then you realize, oh, this is more than just straight up fear. He's paralyzed with fear. For 3 rounds.
What?
That's real bad. Fuck. Should have rolled better on that reroll. Your random number generation. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, you got so many chips. My worry.
My God.
Y'all hate everybody at this table. God dang. So I guess do I roll my damage?
No, that technically happened before you did the hit. So
okay.
So here's what I am going to do to kind of, since we did some rolling and I should have done that first, I'm going to let this count as the first round. So you ran up, lost your 2 other actions.
Okay.
Because you became paralyzed.
Okay.
And then that round. So one of those, you can tick that down to 2 at the end of your turn.
Okay.
This is your first round.
Two more rounds that you're going to be paralyzed.
Okay. That's what you're saying. Okay, cool. All right. Well, now that I'm fucking Christopher Reeves, somebody else.
No,
shit,
man.
Oh,
no. Man. Hey, take away a chip from me. You get the first person to receive a negative chip. Holy shit. How are you, sorry?
It's been 20 years, right?
Doesn't matter.
It's been a long time.
That's why it was on my mind. We talked about Superman earlier.
You should mumble for help.
Ow!
I don't know, but I'm up next. Introduce me.
I think Scratch is saying oil can? What is that about?
Burning feathers. Turk looks at Garrick's like, I don't think it's going very well in there. But I almost died. So, guidance, and I'm going to heal myself. You've got this.
Fire.
Good luck.
Fire's a good thing.
Wait, guidance is 1 action or 2?
1.
Yeah. Then I'm like, guidance, get in there. And I'm going to heal myself to level 2. So I'm good. Move on.
Fire, good. Fire.
Fire. Fire. Fire.
Fire. Rattling's dead.
I've never played with Rich before, but I think I'm going to die in this game.
He's not afraid to kill beloved characters. God. Just keep that in mind.
What are you worried about? You've already had characters die.
I've never once had a character die.
I mean...
Famous last words.
Not like on screen.
I killed you off, Mike. Yeah.
Artie was technically dead the whole time.
I was going to say, he died before the game started.
Yeah.
I killed your character before it even campaign began.
You merely adopted the death.
That's you, Turk, right?
No, it's Garrick.
Well, so as I enter the room,
careful.
I suppose I feel that fear wash over me as I.
You do so. When you get it in range. So I'm going to need a will save from you.
No shit!
Damn!
Another nat 20. The back to back.
Immune to cold.
Garrick cannot be stopped.
Being scared of shit?
You are, in fact, immune to it.
I'm immune to the frightened?
So you are immune to his great despair. So you are not frightened one.
Great despair.
It's an aura effect. Yeah.
I have great despair. My despair is the greatest.
Oh my God.
Everyone says I have the best despair.
That is 100% true.
It's pretty good. Cause a lot of despair.
Well,
I felt a lot of despair.
I was sort of expecting to have to come in and like back out of that fear effect, but these dice keep coming up Krakens. So that's pretty great. Well, let's cast a Vitality Lash. 30 feet. This is an obviously undead target.
You're pretty certain it's undead. I'll give you that for free.
No nat 20 on that one. That's not going to do it. I don't have another plus one floating around for anything, do I?
Not for me.
No. Oh, right. It's a 20. I still had the 20 in my head. No, that's not even close. So a streak of white hot holy energy just lashes out like the crack of a whip on sparks, but that thing does not seem to give a shit. And I kind of lock eyes with it as I do. It's, I don't know, is it ghostly translucent kind of?
No, it has a physical form. It looks like an ancient decrepit body.
I kind of stare it down as that holy lash sparks and sputters.
Hey, Thorgum.
Yes.
Do you remember the scene in the cinematic masterpiece, The Mummy, with Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz?
Yes, I do.
When Imhotep, the mummy, turns around and gives that really creepy grin smile, mm-hmm, and they're all like, they know they're fucked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what this creature does to you.
Oh.
Turns around, gives you that creepy smile. Mm. Like, yeah, you're like, oh, shit. As you watch Scratch become paralyzed with fear and Garrick's spell go whiffing by in the wrong direction. And Turk doesn't even bother to come into the room. You're like, well, shit.
I'm glad we're getting lots of support here. Those of us in the front lines, right next to it, so to speak. Mm.
I would have died if you looked at me again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that is a hit.
24 is what you're looking at.
I got a 27.
Yeah, that is indeed a hit. Huh?
That is 17 bludgeoning damage. I say 17 bludgeoning. 4 of that is actually cold, which I don't think is particularly relevant to you, but 17 total. Mm.
Yes.
And just for grins, give me a fort save.
Fortitude save. Mm-mm-mm. 24.
You feel that cold hand as it makes contact with you. Some of that cold tries to seep down inside your body, but mm-hmm, you're able to force it back.
It's my hot-blooded nature.
It almost gets a hold of you. It's so close. Mm. Like, you made it exactly what you needed.
Well, that's good to know.
All right, second attack. Wait a minute. That is... Sorry, I should actually do the math on that. 25, so yes.
Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. So 15 bludgeoning damage. And give me another fort save, please.
These fort saves are getting tiresome, just so you know. Oh, boy. Even higher.
Okay, so you're good. And I will make a third attack. We'll swing for the fences.
Oh,
no. Is that 20?
It sure is.
God damn, man. Shit.
A lot of ones there, though. Hmm. So there's only 29 bludgeoning damage since I rolled really low on some of those dice, or those damage dice. But you do need to make a fort save, please. Fortunately, the save is the same whether I crit or not.
Oh, good. Let me make sure I added that up correctly. Seems like my biggest math skills today. Yeah, that is a real suck-ass number. That surely can't be right. Oh, fuck yeah, that's
about
right.
It can be right, and don't call me Shirley.
Nat 20. There you go. So I'm immune now for the rest of the encounter.
Tell you what I'm going to do. That's not in the stat block here. It doesn't say anything about immunity on a nat 20. But I'm going to let you forego one roll of your choice for that effect.
Ah, good. Yes.
When it hits you. Just one time, you get to be like, nope.
It's just nat 20s flying back and forth here.
A lot of nat 20s going on. Admittedly. You know.
But it is you're up next, so if you want to try to get even.
Oh, I believe that is going to occur. I might mention that I went from 98 hit points to 37 in the course of that one round. Because I don't know if anybody's keeping track, he hit every fucking time.
Even with the temp.
Including a crit. And that's with me saving every time. Who knows what else would have happened?
It's not great.
Not me. Okay. So let's do this. Let's make a first attack. I think I lost my guidance, right?
Yeah. You didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to hit. No crit, but it's going to hit.
You didn't lose that won't crit.
No. Nope, because it's 30 on the dot. I need 36 able to get a crit. All right. All right, so that's 9 and 2. 2 is 11 plus 6, 17 again. Making sure I'm not forgetting anything. Nope, plus 2. Yep, okay, and then we're going to hit again. And I didn't even there. Swing
that's
again.
Your, that's a trap.
Hit again.
Oh.
Going to miss on the second attack. I'm going to do Dread Marshal stance. I'm going to need to an intimidate check versus the standard DC, not against him, but against the standard DC. Yep, that is easily going to do it, I am sure, because it's, it looks like 27.
Yep,
so
that's enough.
Plenty. Okay, so +2 damage to anybody within 10 feet. And if you happen to crit the creature, it's going to become frightened 1. Give it a little taste of fear.
Sean, give me your damage again on that first attack that hit.
It was 17.
Okay, thank you.
And with that, I glance across at Scratch. I see that he doesn't appear like he's going to do anything this round. I seem disappointed and oh so hungry.
I'm going to go.
I think this creature turns and looks at you, kind of gives you a slavering glance, and you see me leaning around beside it, giving another slavering glance at you, just standing there looking at us.
Whoever wins this fight is going to eat you.
Everyone looks hungry and you're paralyzed. Your own personal hell.
Yes. Great game.
Is there anything Scratch can do?
No. Not a hell of a lot, no.
Okay. He can't repeat the save or anything, huh?
No, he... there are spells and stuff that could do things, but I don't think anybody has them.
Well,
so what he does get to do is turn his little ticker down to only one round left.
Yeah, turns out sound body isn't one of those spells. I looked... I thought of it.
Yep.
All right.
You know what we probably should have done last round, last time we played, is we probably should have, as we were looking at the many, many different types of consumables that we could have chosen, like some that remove conditions.
Yeah.
May not probably. Have been a terrible idea, like remove paralysis or.
On the other hand, rocket boots.
I mean,
hear me out.
They're pretty great.
That's a good condition to have.
Mm. Worked for Spock.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I'm the Spock of this group, sure.
The lesser known Elton John hit. Rocket boots.
Uses them on Mars.
Alright, well, Turk's on the outside waiting for traditionally a Scratch will be like, Turk, get in here, and it never comes. And he's like, that's probably very bad then. Alright. 25 feet will put me directly inside the door. Do I need to do anything?
You do. You need to make a will save.
I can't even get in the door without some bullshit. All right, 25.
25 is a success.
Ooh.
Tick. That's a nat 15. I can't do much better. So does anything happen to me?
You are frightened 1.
Okay.
Everybody but Garrick is frightened 1.
Will someone put me 30 feet away from the baddie? Preferably behind Garrick.
Like that?
Like that. Got one action left. Intimidate doesn't have a range, right?
I believe it does. I think it's 30 or 60, but...
Yeah, I'm sure it has some kind of range.
Well...
And just intimidate someone on the other side of the...
Why not?
...planet.
They've heard of me.
Turk's coming.
You can demoralize with a mere glare.
Choose a creature within 30 feet of you.
All right.
You are exactly within 30 feet.
Yeah. I'll attempt to intimidate. I don't know if he can be. All right, that's another nat 15, so that's a 29.
And that is versus...
Should be versus his will.
That is...
Yeah, will DC.
A success.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I do not see anything here that would lead me to believe that he cannot
be intimidated.
All
right. He is frightened 1.
Love to hear that.
Turk walks in. He's like, see, your silly spells and cold and bludgeoning have no effect on Turk of the Seven Scales. Completely unharmed I am. And his broken wrist he puts behind his back so no one can see it. And it's like, Garak, I hope you have something for him. He looks terrible. Terrible is a word. terrible and awful.
something for who?
The thing that's killing us.
Thorgrim looks pretty bad, too.
Oh, yes, do a thing.
He looks like he's on his last leg.
Thorgrim has holes in him now.
Yes. You're bleeding internally, but that's where the blood's supposed to be, so I don't see the problem.
Yes, well, some nasty-looking bruises that are outgrowing all over me.
No, I'll pray to Tardis for you and go ahead and take 46 points of healing.
Ah,
you like that?
Well, that is what I am talking about. I feel that I'm going to survive the next round now.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's good. And you know what? Hey, I'll go ahead and guidance.
I will take it.
Pray.
Tardis guide is claws, teeth, whatever it is, he's going to rip this thing to shreds with.
So let's find out if, in fact, you do survive the next round.
Yeah. Keep rolling 20s Screen Monkey. Let's see how it goes.
Guidance could also be used on a saving throw.
Damn near close.
So. Not a 20, but that is a total of 38.
Ooh. Well, guess what? That'll do it. Ooh. Another crit. Top of the order.
Rolling much better there.
Neat.
35 damage.
Boys, we're going to have to step this up, you know.
Second attack.
Or we could,
28 is a hit.
Step it out.
Hold on just a second. Okay, how much for this one?
That is only 12 damage.
Well, that great healing that you gave me is gone now.
Well, you're glad you had that.
Mm-hmm. And the last attack is going to miss. It seems very pleased with itself for some reason.
Yeah. You know what? I will tell you something. And I see that stack of chips that you have just sitting there waiting to be awarded. You didn't ask me to make a save on those attacks. I'll do it if you want.
You get to ignore one.
You get to ignore one of them. Mm-hmm. So you do need to make one save for that.
See how honest I am?
You are.
See how honest I am over there?
Oh, for fuck's sake. He's shilling for a chip.
Fucking chip, man. I'm going to pay for a chip. Just what I needed. Least you could do is toss that back to an honest player. So few of them.
That is, in fact, not the least I can do.
Well, that almost fell off, so I'm re-rolling that.
Is that the same roll, three times?
It was 995.
I don't need that much to be able to make this happen. That's it. It's exactly what I needed to make this happen. So, yes, 25 down one because I'm frightened, 24.
Okay. You have succeeded at your save.
You hateful, non-rewarding bastard.
Hey, look on the bright side. It's not your turn.
You know what? I really do hope that there is wonderful treasure in this room that we're going to get for facing such a...
Look on the bright side of life.
Treasure? What is...
I'm fucking soloing this thing. God damn it. You know what, though?
Yes.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second.
Thorgrim.
Take all that rage and turn it into a nat 20.
Yes. But I'm fucking soloing this, but far be it for me to bitch and gripe and complain that no one else is contributing. But. Persevere.
I'm just looking at you thinking how much I hate you.
He's got murder in his eyes.
Okay. Versus a flat-footed AC. Frightened one and off guard.
He is, however, not off guard.
Yeah, it's because paralyzed doesn't threaten.
Mm-hmm. He's paralyzed, yep.
I suspected that, but I wasn't going to say anything. Because fuck it, didn't get a goddamn reward last time, I was honest. No, I missed by one.
Yeah, you need to stop doing that, honest Abe.
You gave me
guidance. Yeah.
That bumps it up to one. So I think we are on, let's check this out now. 24 versus a frightened, I'll go up to 25.
He is frightened one.
So 26 to 25, I hit with 25. I feel I did.
Yes, 25 would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look who's not alone.
Shit. Thank goodness you're in the room now.
Yeah.
And 30 feet away.
I could have just closed the door and relocked it.
I mean, you could have.
Sorry, kids, we can't go that way.
No, it's going great. Just
Alternatively, everybody's do you kids want to see a dead body?
20 points of damage. Oh, that's also going to be a hit. Not a crit. Of course, second attack. Oh, 22, actually, not 20. Because I have my Dread Marshal save. All right, what do we got there? Oh, that's 10, 3, another... It's 15 plus another 8, so we're at another 20. We're at 23 for that one. Okay.
Seems unhappy.
Yeah, oh, he's not the only one. Let's go for a Hail Mary. Yeah, that's not going to do anything. You know what? Let's try tripping it.
Oh, yeah, that works.
I'm gonna try tripping it. So this will be an athletics check. You know, it's going to be the same as... you know what, though? I will, because it won't suffer the effects, I will use...
Assurance,
in fact. So that will be an athletics. I have this written down on the other side. 19.
Versus...
Insurance is versus... you know what? I don't have it written down on this one. Let me look it up. Sorry.
You're tripping?
No, I am. Yes, I am tripping.
Was 19 your level 5 number?
Actually, you're right. It should be plus 20.
Athletics versus reflex.
Reflex, yes.
Is trip. And your total is?
20. My insurance number.
That is not enough.
Okay. Well, you have your shot. Chances of me hitting it in combat with a 25 AC at this point would be a nat 20. So, done. Yes. I glance at the always bite-sized, delicious-looking rattling. See how he's feeling this round. Is he going to get into it? Is he going to do anything?
You become unparalyzed at the end of your turn.
Oh.
So you don't get to any actions, but at the end of your turn, you are no longer paralyzed.
I can start... feeling my big toe, and I can wiggle it.
Wiggle your big toe.
You're like Daniel Day-Lewis in that one movie.
My left foot.
I was going with Kill Bill.
Oh. That's what I was doing. Oh, yeah.
What was the guy's name? My name is Buck.
Yeah.
Gimp's asleep. Wake him up. So you're conscious now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was aware the whole time.
Yeah.
That I made it worse. He's just watching Thorgrim getting chewed to bits in front of him.
I'll take my turn now, I guess.
I said you're up.
Yes, but into the mic.
You're up.
Beautiful.
Go.
So, like, Turk will look at the guy and be like, you've been alone in here for so long, I think you forgot to brush your teeth. And that's my best shot at a bon mot.
Oh, I was like, is this like a Colgate spell?
Close. Close.
I cast Listerine.
I cast Mystic Floss. Take that.
That is a 26 versus his will DC.
Your gums will be bleeding for days after this.
26 is a failure against his will DC.
All right. So he is not impressed by my insightful quip. But I'm still going to float a card to the top of the deck, and it's the Demon's Lantern. So let's see how he likes an Unraveling Blast. We'll save, please.
32.
He likes it just fine.
It's quite refreshing.
He says, I think you fixed my tooth. Go fuck yourself.
Like, puts his jaw back into place.
Yeah.
I just knocked that out of place. Ah!
Garak, there is literally nothing I can do here.
So how bad is Thorgrim look? Are you,
well, if you had to put it in some sort of numerical scale, about a 36.
So you're right. You are right back where you were.
I'm one less than before you cast it last time, actually.
Well, alrighty.
Sucking up some healing. Mm-hmm.
How about another second level heal?
Lay it on me, my good friend.
Decent.
Just keep re-rolling until you get to something you like. I mean, I'm with you.
It's 37 points of healing.
Not as much as last time, but I'll take it. I mean, what are the chances he will crit again?
Well,
like 83.
That one was a 38.
And I'm gonna cast guidance on Scratch this time. And then now look at the look at whatever this undead thing is.
Me, TARDIS, and all the rest of us are against you. You cannot stand.
When you invoke TARDIS's name, it screeches at the top of its lungs.
TARDIS!
And then it tries to eviscerate Thorgrim some more.
Surprise.
Let's see how it does. That is a 33, so I'm not quite going to get to a crit.
Not a crit. But almost.
Really
mighty
close.
Mighty close.
That is 16 damage.
All right.
Ooh, that.
What's your save?
Yes, give me my saving throw from that one.
Made it.
All right. I think I'm going to get it because this is exactly a 24. Is that what you're at?
24 is what you need.
Okay.
Are you still frightened?
No, because it ended on his turn.
I tried.
Yeah.
16 damage again. And give me another saving throw.
How bad do we think these saving throws are? What do you think is going to happen if I fail it? It's just more damage?
You're either going to be frightened or paralyzed.
I don't think... I made that save. Because that's versus the aura, right? Or no, that was the attack.
You made the one against the aura, which is paralyzed and frightened. So you're not paralyzed. If you'd have failed that one, you'd be paralyzed like scratchless.
So I've been hit a bunch, and I felt this kind of cold start kind of creeping in. Do I get any sense of what sort of effect it might be going towards? Does it just seem like it's more damage or some sort of condition? Or
I mean, there's no real way to tell. You just feel that cold try to take hold in your body and spread throughout.
Do you think it's, like, slowing me?
I mean, what you think it is, whatever you think. You have no way of knowing. Only you can make a recall knowledge check, and you might be able to figure it out.
Only one way to find out.
Did the second one hit?
The second one hit, yes.
Wait, no, I've already applied that damage. Because I was at 73 again, right. 16 and 16 for those two hits.
So right, you applied the damage.
But you haven't rolled a third.
Did you make the second
save? I made
the
first save. I haven't made the second
save
yet.
Right. I do get a third attack. Is that my worst? Let's try this.
Shit. I'm going to miss it by two because I'm frightened. A lot of my chips I've been spinning this round.
Are we sure we know what the number is? The DC we're trying to hit here?
Yeah, he made it exactly.
24, he mentioned that one. Okay. And I'm at plus 13. But because I'm frightened, I need to roll 12 in order to be able to hit it. So not terrible odds. I've been lucky so far. I hit a lot of these.
And Scratch is back in it. So you'll have, he'll be off guard on your turn.
So the question is, though, do I just suck it up this round and hope we can take him out next round?
I think so. If you're asking my opinion.
I think I'm going to do it. I'm curious what this effect is.
Stage one.
Oh.
Of some sort of freezing effect.
Cold rot.
Interesting. A disease, a magical disease, eh?
It is.
Shit, that's what Magic Johnson had. Mm.
You are slowed one for one round.
Slowed one. Got it.
I cast Dispel Magic Johnson.
Cast Larry Bird.
We're fighting Larry Bird.
I cast Summon Larry Bird.
I summon an Aerodactyl.
He appears in green and immediately attacks Magic Johnson in yellow.
All right. Well, you go ahead and see what kind of damage Larry Bird's going to do to this thing.
You got one more attack.
Oh, I do, don't I? Thank you so much.
Yeah, because I'm honest. That's you what are I honest. Do.
Oh, God, that's actually pretty good.
Fuck me in the butt.
Dang it, Honest Dave. Stop!
You know what happened to Honest Dave? Shot in the face.
That is, in fact, what happened. Since I rolled really well, that's actually a 26.
God damn it.
Washington also couldn't tell a lie. Horse teeth.
14 damage.
Missed it by one. It's stage two or whatever this is.
Oh, boy.
Was it even worse, sir?
Quite a bit worse.
It's from Peter Pan.
Farts. Which Peter Pan? There's 14 million.
The good one from like 2000.
I don't want to get so committed here, but I've gone through a shit. Fuck it. Stage two. Bring it on. Am I slow too?
No. Yeah. I need a second.
You got the pee-pee rot.
Rolling shit damage.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, that's a real shame.
Thank Christ. I mean,
that's
really.
So far, 5d6. Like...
So that is 9 negative damage, or what do we call it now?
His damage so low.
I forget the new word for negative damage. butt, and then I'm rolling very low on my damage.
No, it's got to be frustrating
so,
for you.
Three cold damage, and you're stupefied too.
Stupefied.
Well, gosh, I better not cast any spells.
That's why I'm as far away as I am.
Stop doing conditions to him I can't cure.
Three hits, by the way. Once again, three hits. Okay, so we'll allow me to retort.
Nat 20.
Not a nat 20, but it is going to hit. It's not a crit. I'd like to get a crit in here.
He is off flank now. Does that help any?
Yeah, it's not enough. It's I'll redo the math, but no, because he's 26, so again, a hit, which is good, but 11 plus 8 is 19. Still around?
19? Yep. Yes, he's still around.
Okay. It's going to miss.
By how much?
I'm adding up the math. It's going to be by quite a bit. It's going to be it's going to be an 18, so versus all that. What else we got here? It's a possibility. Already got him in flank. What the hell? Maybe I'll get a nat 20.
Are you slowed?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I only get two. Okay, yeah, that's it. Don't get that third.
Hey, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna Thorgrim, this is for you.
Yes.
You can thank Brad a little bit for this, but since you have been so honest, your second hit, even though it missed by quite a bit, I'm going to give you an option.
Yeah.
I will let you declare it a basic hit, or you can have this chip right here in my hand.
I want a hit.
All right. So that miss that you missed by a little bit, maybe a little bit of divine intervention, maybe TARDIS saw fit to help you out a little bit, or maybe Turk's Harrow magic gave you just a bit of a boost, and that becomes a hit.
Well, the gods have smiled upon me. God bless me.
Everyone.
Not bad, not bad. We are at 25 points of damage. 25 points of damage.
Okay. That is not enough to kill it.
Be the hero, Scratch.
Take it home. Take it home, Scratch, for your people.
All right. Should I go into faint?
You've already got him off guard.
Yeah, he's already off guard.
Okay.
It won't give you panache, but...
Yeah. I mean, you can try if you want for your panache, but that's up to you. You're essentially... you'd be giving away your third attack, which is your worst attack anyway.
So. Okay.
How's he looking?
I mean, you've knocked some good chunks out of this old desiccated corpse.
21?
No.
There's not a success. Actually, this is higher.
Faint, yeah.
Okay. For faint is versus will.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, all right.
Will's
so
his best save.
Take her to Brown Town.
What? Mother! Fucker! That was a miss.
Nat 20 right here.
Hello.
Gross.
Not Nat 20, but it's a good roll. Add that shit up.
So that is a 21. No, 20. Fuck. Where am I at?
25?
Hold on. Stop talking.
Start here.
Where am I at? Okay.
Minus 5.
Yep. Okay. So that would be a... Shit. Math. Math in my head.
That's where we play the song.
Yep.
My God.
Nick's doing math. Just cut this out.
So it's
out.
20... The second action. Okay, never mind. I was totally getting everything screwed up in my mind. It's a 26.
To 26. That's a hit.
Fuck.
I totally need a Nick doing math sound job. I heard the one that Glass Cannon did.
God, dang.
That was pretty great.
That was pretty great. I mean, we need something like that for Nick.
Not even the right dice. My God.
Rich, should he roll cold damage?
He should not.
What about fire?
Oh, damn.
No one's trying it.
Double eights on 2d8? Wow.
That's not eights.
No one's tried it.
It's a six and an eight.
That's 14.
I called for
that is 14 damage total?
Yes. I got no matches.
Yeah, look like an eight.
Yeah, fireball.
Do you add anything to that?
Yeah, but
you guys were in the room already.
You don't. I mean, you have a plus one at least, don't you?
It'd probably take.
Oh yeah, yeah, plus one.
And then you get two from good martial stance.
Oh okay.
So you got three to that.
What did I say it was?
They have a high resistance.
14.
14.
You know what I mean?
Makes you wonder.
And then how many? total?
Plus three. That's okay. 17.
17. No, hold on. Oh, there's so many conversations going on. I was like, what am I adding together here? There's how much for Dread Marshal?
Two.
Okay.
This is probably worth including, by the
way. So that's 16.
No, it's 17.
17. Where was I at?
You have 14 on the die. You have a plus one. That's 15.
Oh, plus the plus one. I just added the two for the Dread Marshal. Oh my god, just take the fucking damage. Hopefully you're dead.
Oh, if this thing's not dead, you might have to let him do arithmetic again.
God. Oh god, no.
No.
Double digit numbers.
All right. Ooh. Scratch, who just recently became unparalyzed. For the love of TARDIS, tell me how it goes.
Oh, god. Fuck what me. I'm going to do after being paralyzed, since you scared me so bad, I'm going to reach down, grab a little rat pellet that I shat out on the ground, throw it in your face, and then fucking just keep kneeing you right in the fucking chin.
But what about the mummy? What are you going to do to the mummy?
I was gonna say, keep talking to him. It's like,
I may let you guys leave before I go to the parking lot.
I was going
to
say, I feel he's projecting upon you, man.
Well, one is a decrepit white, like, frigid wizard, and then the other is the monster we're fighting.
Yeah. God. Would you rather be alone with for a prolonged period of time?
So, how's
it? That was it.
That was it? Oh, that was it? Okay.
Is he dead?
No, it is dead.
Well, then eat shit.
The mummy is dead again.
Oh.
Surely we've earned Pharaoh's treasure as a result of killing this mummy, eh?
I'm sure we've earned our favorite thing, disappointment. But let's look around anyway.
Instead of gold, I'll take Rachel Weisz.
Daniel Craig bursts into the room.
Wait, you guys really think that movie's sure like a masterpiece?
I can't.
What?
You guys really think that movie's a cinematic?
Which one?
The Mummy?
The Mummy.
Oh, that's of course. A great movie.
I didn't say it's not great, but do you really think it's a cinematic masterpiece?
I will never not watch that movie.
I think it caused the bisexual awakening of the 90s.
I've heard that.
On either way.
That's kind of the point, right?
That's what the bi means.
It's no Raiders of the Lost Ark, but it's a solidly great, good movie.
I mean, I thought the ride was good.
It's hard to think of a cast more attractive in, like, total.
Even, like, side characters.
Huh. Okay, we're not like, counting Benny.
Like, that, no. But, like, but even, like, with that Egyptian guy.
Yeah. The gal he's trying to bring back.
The princess.
For, like, all of a minute.
The moon?
Yeah.
Oh, you happen to remember the name?
No. I haven't watched this movie 100 times or anything.
That's right. Yeah, there's some good-looking people in that movie. And it's fun. It's a fun movie. Imhotep.
So I'm not going to lie. I watched it for the second time in my life, like, a month ago.
It's such a good movie.
First time I watched it.
How do you not love that movie?
Yeah.
It's a masterpiece.
Okay.
Thank you, Brendan Fraser.
Speaking of pieces, you are torn to shreds.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just kind of slump to the ground whenever I'm done and just bleed. Hit, like, frostbite and shit. Also, I appear to have some sort of disease. Why am I talking like Turk? you know what? I don't feel particularly good. It's all cold. Everything's cold. I feel slow.
I can do something about the bleeding at first.
It's okay. Get Thogram. Your friends are around you. Go to peace.
Can we set something on fire?
He had weakness fire 10, by the way.
God damn it.
Cool. Ah, shit. I didn't have a chance. I had to spend all my turns healing to keep him from fucking dying.
I have no fire.
I have, like, four fire spells.
Well, tell me, and I'll heal, dummy.
Literally, round fucking one, I come in, I'm like, fire! We need fire!
Here's how this conversation goes. I could use holy fire if only someone could heal him. I'm like, oh, I can do that.
Damn it.
I don't know how many healing spells you have.
I have a spell, it'll heal.
Five rounds ago. I asked you about a torch
before I rounded the corner.
You did.
I asked if you have a torch.
God damn.
There's no torches laying around in this ancient temple.
I got a smoke.
You know what I find amusing is about the fact before we walked into this room, we were bragging about how good we are at strategy.
No, we're not.
Five rounds later.
We're excellent at strategy.
I mean, you won.
Fuck.
undefeated. I'm diseased.
I'm going to count up, but I lost roughly 200 hit points in that fight.
But did you die?
I mean, that would have been better.
The mummy's mouth goes, oh, did you die?
Listen, Shadow, we appreciate the cross that your character climbs upon on a episodic basis.
I understand the role that I inhabit. I'm the guy that goes up front and gets hurt a lot.
Had I not almost died when we opened the door, might have an extra round there to do something.
That fight seriously felt like it took like 4 hours, and it did not.
Thankfully, it landed.
The guy who's paralyzed, you did nothing.
That's the problem.
That's why it took so long.
Yeah, but like that hit you get when it's your turn, he didn't get. Like that little rush of
dopamine.
Dopamine, yeah. Like you don't get it when you're paralyzed. You just sit there in anger.
I mean, is Thorga mad that like after taking all of that beating and hitting it back, Scratch just finally wakes up and
kills it? He's too tired and sick to feel bad about it.
I will attend to his wounds while the rest of them look around.
We'll look around.
Wonder if the DC is to heal Mummy Rock.
Try roll any of this out.
We don't need to roll any of the healing out. You guys can take a minute and do some healing.
My temp HP goes away.
So all of it? Like,
as you point out that
I'm not hurt.
You didn't take all the way back?
Yeah, you guys can take a few minutes. He's got continual recovery. It's only a matter of
time. All of us? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I suppose that I still do have the disease, right?
That's you do at the moment.
Lingering.
Yes.
How's it manifesting?
So far, you like it gives you just the chills. You know, when you're kind of running, just like a low grade fever, mm-hmm. and you have those little chills.
Cold.
That's kind of all you have. You are stupefied too, continually though. Mm-hmm. Like that doesn't go away until you get rid of something.
Scratch.
Oh wait.
We need to be prepared for when he turns.
I'm running away.
Remember, when it comes to zombie, he's not our friend anymore. He would want us to put him down.
Just set him on fire.
So his soul can rest.
Should we do it now?
I can hear you. I'm right here.
That's good. That's a good sign.
It'll warm him up. We can set him on fire right now.
Zombies can't respond to their friends. So that's good. Keep it up.
I'll do my best.
You feel like you're going to die, just call out.
I'm
going to
curl up here in the corner, take a short nap. Wake me up when it's time for more abuse.
Begins.
So, hey, just out of curiosity, Garrick, give me a medicine check.
Oh, no.
Oh, it rolled by that nat 20 again. That is a 22.
All right. I'm going to say that you do know that this is cold rot. So you know the name of it, even though you don't know a whole lot about it. But for some random reason, you know this line, mainly because I want to say it. A creature killed by cold rot turns into ice crystals and can't be resurrected except for a 7th level resurrect ritual or similar magic.
Shit.
Will we catch it if we touch him?
The prognosis is, you'll be fine.
What if he uses the toilet seat and then we sit on the toilet seat? Will we get the money?
Yeah. If you think about this, every time, I mean... He's bleeding all the time that he's around you guys. Like, frequently just spurts of blood coming out of...
So, you fed me your blood one time.
I do, yeah.
That was before the mummy rot. Scratch, however, was, like, right next to the guy. So he's probably covered. No,
you're just drenched in it. Just whatever color null blood is, that's you. I mean, some of it got in your eye. You couldn't move. You're paralyzed. Dripped down to your mouth.
Does any part of you feel like this is God's judgment?
If that happened to me, I'm just going to be like that freaking monk that set himself on fire. No way.
I tell Thorgrim he's going to be fine. I look at the others, and I'm like, I don't know.
Under his breath, Turk's like, be prepared.
I'm so cold.
I'm just going to bend down and start taking a stick and... trying to make a fire so I can just set him.
I looked around the room with a 20, which is not great.
It's not fantastic. However, you do find that over on one side where apparently you think maybe this mummy originally came from, like this was, it was buried here and the mummy popped up. You find some items there.
How's that fire going? Scrape into the bag.
Now, there are more dead bodies here, but for some reason, none of them seem to have animated there. they did not turn undead.
Guys, hear me out. He was a good companion, but let's get out of here.
I put my staff, like, the even though I don't think they're coming to life, that staff still goes through their undead cranium.
Light them on fire anyway, just to be sure.
Just to be safe. What do I find, though?
You find a couple of items, and you guys are going to get to figure out what those items are at a later time. I'll put in Discord what level they are, because I like doing the I don't declare what the items are. I will give you the
consumables.
Levels that they can be, and you guys get to divvy it up however you want. So we can be prepared to do that next episode.
Potion of Remove Disease.
That wasn't the end of that.
Out there.
Vial of Mummy Removal Disease.
Did you just end the episode?
I'm about to.
It's just a dagger.
Oh.
What? We gotta find a cure for this.
It's a turn.
We don't.
It's a gun with one bullet.
Yeah. I wake with kind of a start and say, ah. That was the strangest dream. I was consuming the flesh of everyone. It's the only thing that would warm me up. I knew.
What do you people do for funeral rites? Just off topic.
We eat each other.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Consume the bodies. You won't want it to waste.
Scratch is just going to stare at him and then go back to trying to start the fire.
He says he wants to eat our flesh, and we're like, that's normal. Is he? He's going to be fine.
Look, this guy scared the shit out of me before he was going to turn. I'm going to burn his ass to the ground.
Flesh. That's the spirit.
So much flesh.
All right, we can just be done with that.
Fuck it.
Sounds provided by Sirenscape. If you like what you hear, give the Adventurer's Vault a shout out on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. If you don't like what you hear, visit the Adventurer's Vault Discord server and let the cast know directly just what you think of them. And while you're there, listen to the exclusive content to see if it's just as bad. The Adventurer's Vault is produced by Night Owl Workshop, LLC. Now go, quick. Listen to more before I hunt you down.